conversation with Cornell University's Dr. Toby Ault regarding weather change. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
40 years ago, at this time, I'm in Boise, Idaho, playing hockey at sub-zero temperatures. Today, I'm playing tennis outdoors at 55 degrees. What's going on?
WTF, what's the forecast? No doubt that the climate is changing, and it's getting warmer, and people are seeing this across the board, and we have every expectation that this is going to continue and that it's human activity that's driving it. Until we get a hold on how we produce energy, right now we produce it with fossil fuels, and when we do, we release CO2 in the atmosphere, and that warms it up. But until we get a hold on that, we're going to keep seeing these rising temperatures that give us not only warmer averages, but earlier springs and more extremes, more wild climate behavior. It's often referred to as weather on steroids.
I think about the fact that it is 55 degrees. I'm guessing that mosquitoes are going to be at an all-time high.
Right. I think the kinds of maps that we're trying to produce every year now might actually be helpful for forecasting disease outbreaks, both for human pathologies as well as for plant pathologies, because if we can get a better handle on when the warm season starts, we might be able to get a better handle on how quickly certain pathogens are likely to spread.
Science sees trouble, science fixes. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.